Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
July 14, 1805. Launching the new canoes. Captain Clark, pressed for time, writes a short entry.
A fine morning, calm and warm. Mosquitoes and gnats very troublesome. The canoes arrive at 12 o'clock and unload to dry. Finished and launched, two new canoes. Some rain this afternoon. All preparing to set out tomorrow. Captain William Clark, July 14, 1805.
Captain Lewis writes in more detail about today.
This morning was calm, fair, and warm. The mosquitoes, of course, troublesome. All hands that could work were employed about the canoes, which we completed and launched this evening. The one was 25 feet and the other 33 feet in length and about 3 feet wide. We have now the seats and oars to make and fit. I walked out today and ascended the bluffs, which are high, rocky, and steep. I continued my route about 3.5 miles when I gained a conspicuous eminence about 2 miles distance from the river, a little below the entrance of Fort Mountain Creek. On my return to camp, found Sergeant Ordway had arrived with all the canoes about noon and had unloaded them. Every preparation except the entire completion of the oars and the poles is made for our departure tomorrow. Captain Meriwether Lewis, July 14, 1805.
Lewis's eminence is not known, but probably is not Antelope Butte, which is too close to camp. Fort Mountain Creek is not named by Clark on the Atlas map, but may be the nameless stream drawn in above the Smith River, which enters the Missouri at the present-day town of Ulm, Cascade County, Montana. It is interesting to note that Lewis drew in the margin of today's journal entry a hand with a finger pointing and wrote, "The southern extremities of these ranges not visible and believe they continue probably to Mexico." Moulton notes that Lewis probably imagined Mexico to be closer than it was, but that this entry indicates that Lewis was expanding his idea of the extent of the Rockies. Tomorrow, on the move again.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batisse. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.